Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is State of Emergency.
Let's go get them, Josh! What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. Hump day, everybody.
Happy hump day, everyone.
Gotta remind everyone, it's the middle of the week. Yep. You know what that means.
Hump day.
Yep. Hope everyone is having a great week. Hopefully you're headed towards the weekend in good spirits. How about you guys? How do you feel?
I feel great. I feel like this week is... I don't know. I was going to say going fast, but then maybe not. I think... Because
but then you realize it was Tuesday.
When we're recording, yes. But maybe it's just because I get so excited when we say, we're like, happy Wednesday, everyone. And then I'm like, oh, the week's almost over.
Yeah.
But we're, you know, we record ahead of time. Anyway, Mondays are very long. But that's, so I feel like that falls into that idea.
Monday is our hump day. We were at the office for a record amount of time yesterday. 15 hours.
That's going to be every Monday now.
It's a long time.
All right. Well, don't remind us.
Oh, we don't have to talk about that. Anyways, we're officially a week away from your birthday.
We are. Oh, my gosh. I am so excited because I am turning 25.
Yep.
And my cousin, who's also turning 25 this year, texted me last week. And she was like, isn't it just so hot that we're going to be 25? And I said, yeah, it is. Because when you're younger, you always want to be 25.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the age. You're like, 25 is so cool. So I'm excited about it. Like, I know people hate...
I love 25.
Hate people... Like, people hate getting older. I don't mind it that much. Because also, it's not old at all.
But I was going to say, I feel like people feel that way when they're not turning 24, 25, you know?
Well, nowadays, people on TikTok are like, oh my God, I'm turning 25. I'm so old. And I'm like, shut up. Boy. You're so young. Like,
I'm not in that realm on TikTok.
It's so stupid.
What age are you going to feel like, oh shit, I'm getting
like
old?
50?
Yeah. Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not one that like dreads my 30s or 40s. Like, I'm excited about life, you know?
Yeah.
There's different chapters. I think it's beautiful. But I'm excited because I have always been, in people's eyes, so young. Right.
Yeah,
like
I've always,
oh my God, that's so young. Because I started working here when I was 19.
I know. So I feel like people are always like, oh my gosh, she's 19. Like,
yeah,
it's
always
been like that for like
six years.
I think
people still think I'm 19.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you're so young. Still, like when I was 20, 21, oh my God, you're so young.
Yeah.
But now it's like, I've got some years under my belt working here, first of all.
Yeah.
And 25 is like, oh my God, I'm a grown up. Like, so I said to my cousin, you're right. That is so hot. 25 is so hot. So
25. Is great.
And then people like, I see it all the time. People just like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm turning 25. I can't believe I'm turning 26. Like, oh my God. I'm just like, you mean like a very young age in which you are entering the prime of your life? Like, I don't see anything wrong with
sometimes
that.
Sometimes it's hard to see outside your own like age, you know, because you just, it feels so crazy because you haven't lived the other years. Mm-hmm. Like, you haven't lived these older years. Who did? Oh, I feel like that. Brianna, she cracks me up. When she turned 22? 23?
Oh, yeah, she turned 23.
22. And 23.
She turned 23, I'm pretty sure.
I think, yeah. 23. And she was like, I hate talking about hating getting older. I'm like, oh,
yeah, 20, yeah, that,
you're 23.
Yeah, I was like, what? I was like, this is young.
I know.
We are so young.
I
like, I
like,
don't know.
You have oceans ahead of you.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited about it. So I feel like I have a fun weekend plan. I'm not a big, like, I don't care about people making my birthday thing. Like, I just want to go out and have fun.
Yeah.
But nobody has to be like, it's Rhea's birthday. Like, I just want to go out. Like, it doesn't have to be centered on my birthday. It's just like, let's make sure we do something. On my birthday, of course, yes.
Yes.
But like before that, you know, I'm not like a birthday weekend person.
Aren't you happy that we won't be watching The Bachelorette on the night of your birthday this year?
I wouldn't show up.
So it's a day later?
I wouldn't show up. I promise you.
Last year.
I promise you, if my birthday was on Monday instead of Tuesday, I would not. No, that's a lie. I would be here. I would be complaining the entire time.
And Trent will be back next week.
For my birthday.
The actual Trent.
Yeah, the actual Trent.
We did trick people last night. Yeah, Trent said that he's coming back specifically for my birthday. He texted me that on the side.
Isn't that nice?
No, he didn't.
Shut up. No, it's like nobody has to know that.
He definitely did.
Trent doesn't even text you at all. He texted me.
Actually, Trent texted me the other day.
Yeah.
And you guys weren't included. So ha.
Not just you. It's a group.
Doesn't matter.
Still counts.
You guys aren't in it.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say, we're not in it. So yeah, definitely still counts.
It still counts.
You want to have that debate.
Yeah, it does. But yeah, were you guys excited for your weekends? You guys excited for my birthday?
Yeah. I'm excited for your birthday. I already bought your gift.
You did? Oh my God. So ahead of schedule.
I know. I was extremely well prepared this year.
What is it?
I saw something like a while ago that I was like, I have to get
it.
Did
you get it
her.
In Italy?
No. No, it's not. It's not, cool. It's not from Italy, unfortunately.
Shit.
But I still think you will like it. So
I love any gift that makes people like, if someone buys me a gift and they're like, I saw this and thought you would love it. Done.
Yeah.
I'm the only one who brought you a gift from Europe.
Are you getting me a birthday gift this year or?
Oh, well, you brought the stuff back from London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about getting me a gift this year?
I don't know. Have I ever gotten you a birthday gift? I don't know. Like, do you get me birthday gifts? I don't think so.
We have a couple gift cards. Remember the Pret one because he was on a Pret kick?
Yeah.
The water thing.
It really, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't.
It depends on like...
Last year we were at the live show and you guys did the thing, so...
Oh, yeah. We did a whole shebang for you.
Yeah.
Oh, we are recording next Tuesday. During my birthday.
He was like, I don't like when people, like, I don't need anyone to make a big thing. And she's like giving all these hints. Like,
well, I said, besides on my birthday.
Actual day.
Like, on the day of
which
my birthday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I love all the happy birthdays in the world. But, like, oh my God, it's my birthday week. Like, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Although we have just spent
really
10 minutes talking
guy.
About how my birthday is in a week. So
I brought it up, though. So
yeah, you did.
I faked sick when I was younger in school on my birthday because I didn't like, I really don't like. The whole birthday thing to not go in.
You know, let me tell you something. That's the least surprising thing I've ever heard about you. Because we know that the too much fanfare for you is too much.
There are I hate when people say they hate their birthday.
I don't hate my birthday.
And I also there's the two extremes of somebody who's obsessed with their birthday and somebody who hates their birthday. Like, just be a normal person that likes their birthday on their birthday, and you like doing something for your birthday. I hate when people are like, oh my God, it's just like, what are you afraid of? It's your birthday.
I'm not afraid.
No,
I'm
not
afraid.
It's not. He's not afraid of his birthday.
It's not my birthday. It's like everything.
It's attention.
Around. I don't like. Yeah, I don't.
You know
like
how
it.
He is.
You like secretly love attention though.
But sometimes.
No,
but
I don't.
Sometimes
that's what
Dana he doesn't. He makes it. Yeah. He gets uncomfortable.
No, I You're get right. uncomfortable.
You're right. So you didn't want to bring in cupcakes for your birthday or anything.
No,
like you didn't like when the class would all sing happy birthday to you.
Oh no, that's terrible.
That's kind of like a great birthday gift though, to stay home from school on your birthday.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
But you had to pretend to be sick.
Yeah, and I'm sure my parents knew. Yeah, I faked sick so much when I was younger. Like, went to the nurse.
Same.
Like, all the time, like, trying to go home.
I put up record numbers.
My siblings.
Oh, same.
My siblings were like that.
I would, teeter I think it was 30 days, then you would have a problem. Like, I would teeter 25 to 29 days.
But you had to I really got to a point where I would the night before plant the seed where it's I don't feel so good. And then
You always had to plant the seed.
Yeah.
Gia used to leave Gia would leave a note on the outside of her door and tape it to the front of her door so that when my mom would go to wake her up in the morning, I would see the note and it would be like, Mom, my stomach hurts so bad. If you love me, you will let me sleep and not send me to school.
When did she think she wrote the note then?
Before she went to bed.
I went through a stint in high school where I had whooping cough. So I would wake up in the morning and drink water and would cough so much I would throw up.
Ooh.
And honestly, I didn't even hate it that much because I got to stay home from school so much because my mom was like, you are actually, one time, this is so gross. We were having my favorite dinner that my mom makes, chicken cutlet, mashed potatoes, rice, salad, whatever. Yeah. And I came home from cheerleading practice and I had whooping cough and you can be around people after a certain point. It's not contagious. And I would be at cheerleading practice in the air coughing. They would tell me to mouth the words. And I came home and I was eating and I started coughing so much.
Oh,
I
no.
threw up over the dinner table.
No,
my dad was it will never leave my brain to this day.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross. Sounds like that's like sounds like you, from like a comedy movie.
It was so funny. Like I remember like we were laughing so hard because it was one of those things that like I didn't feel that sick, but I would cough so much that I would throw up.
There was one time where we were it was Christmas and we were at our cousin's house in New Hampshire and we all went to TGI Fridays like for dinner, and then everyone like started throwing up, like, but not at the same time, but like but my brother at one point, he like knew he was gonna throw up. He starts running to go to the bathroom, throws up, and like slips on his own throat.
That's like a movie. That's Cheaper by the Dozen.
The dog came and started eating.
Oh my god, that is literally Cheaper by the Dozen. Oh boy. All right, we gotta move on from that conversation.
Let's get into Let's get into the topics for today. A couple breakups: Emily Ratajkowski and her husband officially getting divorced. Chelsea Handler and Joe Coy splitting up. That one upset some people.
Yeah.
People are upset that Kylie Jenner is taking her private jet 3 minutes away. And we are going to have a Bachelorette recap. And we have an interview with Austin Kroll from Southern Charm. So let's get into it, starting off with Emily Ratajkowski. Everybody knows I got a few pups back at my house. Although Romeo went back to Florida with my nono, we miss him very much, but we still got Norman and Oreo running around, which is why we want to give them the best food for them to make themselves feel good, energetic, like the dog, the pup that we love and we know that's inside them. That's why we're using Jinx. It's clean, modern food and treats designed for dogs by pet parents. Every recipe is crafted with easy to digest proteins like organic chicken, 20 plus superfoods like pumpkin, carrots, cranberries, plus probiotics for added gut health support. Probiotics are important for you, just like they are important for your pet. Jinx offers 100% satisfaction guarantee, and if your dog's not happy with it, you'll know, you'll get your money back. Try Jinx today and get 15% off your first two orders online at thinkjinx.com/chicks. Your dog deserves a healthier food they actually want to eat and you can feel good about. So visit thinkjinx.com/chicks. That's thinkjinx.com/chicks. Emily Ratajkowski and her husband are officially splitting up. Rumors have been going around for a while now. She hasn't been seen out with her ring. She was flirting with people at parties. They are officially going their separate ways. He was cheating on her. He's a pig. He's a dog. Actually, a source said he is a dog. So
Sebastian.
Yeah, so they're going their separate ways. I feel like it's been going around for years now. I feel like we have heard for years now that he was like a known cheater. And people thought that they just had this like open relationship that Emily Ratajkowski knew that he cheated on her and they were okay with it. Clearly, that wasn't the case.
I feel like in New York, it was spoken about a lot. Because you would see him everywhere.
Because he was allegedly, I'm putting alleged on this, a drug dealer.
Right. Right.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, I know he like lived it. He didn't play rent, I think, for a while. At some point, he was an artist. I also forgot that they got married after only dating for like a few weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe not smart. And I think a lot of the conversation around this has been the same as always, right? It's, oh my God, what are these guys doing? Like, how could you cheat on her? She's one of the most gorgeous women in the world. Like, the whole thing is like, time and time again, we know that that does not matter.
Sometimes it really doesn't matter. People cheat for a plethora of reasons.
Yep.
And it doesn't have to do with somebody being a beautiful person.
Yeah. So they are definitely split. People are
like, nobody's love is not real because he cheated on Emily Ratajkowski. It's like, well, maybe he's just a fucking asshole and has been cheating on her forever. And they literally got married after 2 days of dating. So, like, love could still be real, guys. I just want that to be out there, that just because the alleged drug dealer from New York was cheating on Emily Ratajkowski after they only got married after a couple days.
Yeah.
Does not mean that love isn't real.
Yeah. A source told People that they split recently. It was Em's decision. She's doing okay. She's strong and focused on her son. She loves being a mom and that she does plan to file for a divorce, which I'm sure will be coming fairly soon. An appearance on, she revealed that the couple had been friends for a while before getting together. We knew each other for a long time before. She said he likes a joke. Everyone thinks we got married quickly, but you vetted me for 2 years. So I guess they were friends for a longer time before they had gotten together. But
still, you don't marry your friend after 2 years, right?
He proposed to her at Minetta Tavern and he didn't have a ring. and he took the paperclip that the bill was paid with and made me a ring.
So they were on drugs.
Which I actually thought was really romantic, is something that she said on Jimmy Fallon at some point. Nope. I very much like respect her journey and like everything that she's been through, and I feel like she is a businesswoman, and I give her credit for like where she is. I don't really fuck with her.
Wow.
I don't think you never have.
I never liked
her outfits on red carpets.
No.
Either.
No, it's that. I mean, that really is superficial, but.
That is
just
superficial.
Like,
that has nothing to do with that.
What did she get in trouble for recently? Like, didn't she not get canceled, but like people were upset with her for something she said?
No, I mean, she's had moments where she has.
Oh, she's
said,
too pretty.
She's too, yeah.
Oh. That yeah, was, to get cast in movies.
Yeah, she was too pretty.
But I know a lot of people, I didn't read her book. A lot of people read her book, really, really liked it, learned a lot about her. I'm
pretty indifferent.
Not my
on
vibes.
Her.
That's all.
Yeah, I'm pretty indifferent. Don't really have don't love her, don't dislike her.
Yeah.
Whatever. But
I've always gotten bad vibes from this guy.
Yeah. And you know what? People always remember there was a stint where so many people in our office was running into him
on
the subway.
Yeah, he was always in that Starbucks by our old office.
And people would always be like, I ran into Emily Ratajkowski's husband. Like, why? I feel like that was happening often for a little bit. I'm not surprised by this at all. I feel like you're right. I feel like maybe it was in New York. We just heard he cheated a lot, and then it never really circulated to Emily until a couple of years later. But I feel like not a shocking thing.
Yeah, or and it's a totally different situation when you become a parent. Maybe she did have some ideas or heard rumblings, and you know, you're bringing a kid into the world, you try and make it work.
What's their kid's name again?
Sylvester Apollo.
Sly, they call him. I love that.
Sly.
Sly. Sly Apollo.
Sly is very cool.
Kind of a
Wait, Apollo is his last name?
No, I believe his.
Do they just love the Rocky movies? Yeah. Is that what this is?
Sylvester Apollo.
Sly Apollo. Yeah.
Big fan of Rocky.
Yeah, clearly.
It's his middle name.
Oh.
Sebastian's last name is Bear McLeod. So.
Sly Apollo Bear McLeod.
Yeah. Damn.
So. Whoa. That Royal.
That is a mouthful.
Another breakup people have been speculating about for a little bit now is Chelsea Handler and Joe Coy.
Hit me a little harder.
They were in here and they were lovely together, but they have decided to end their relationship for now. And people are really upset about this. And I think they're probably upset about it too. But it was a very loving caption that Chelsea posted. So let's hear it.
My disclaimer on this is it's so nice that by the time you get to the end, you're just like, so why the fuck did you break up? You know, like so many times I feel like celebrities with these statements that are like, there's nothing but love and we'll support each other forever. It's like, then what the fuck happened? So she wrote, in anticipation of celebrating our first year together, Joe and I recorded this video early, but as many of you, and the video was, which also, just rip your heart out, right? Like, the video is them being like, we're celebrating our one-year anniversary. Like, it's a really cute video. Mm-hmm. But the caption's like, it is with a heavy heart to announce that we have decided together that it is best for us to take a break from our relationship right now. I know many of you were invested in our love, and I want to express to you how much that meant to both of us, how much it still means, and how much I now believe in love for each one of us. This man blew my heart open with love, and because of him, my life experience has changed forever. To be loved and adored by Joe Coy has been one of the greatest gifts of my life. He renewed my faith in men, in love, in being 100% who I am, and I've never been more optimistic for the future. Joe, you blew my creativity open, my lust for working hard again, being on the road again, and you reminded me who I was and always have been, and my feet have never been more firmly planted in the ground. This is not an ending. It's another beginning, and it's a comfort to know that I'm still loved and love this man the way the sun loves the moon and the moon loves the sun. Your person is coming. So please continue to root for both of us because you never know what life will bring. And let's first start by all going to the theater on August 5th to buy tickets to Joe's new movie, Easter Sunday and Filipino Pride. Let's go. So like I said, absolutely beautiful. I mean, it's a comfort to know that I am still loved and love this man the way the sun loves the moon and the moon loves the sun. Your person is coming. Like, did Chelsea just decide that she's not his person. Or I don't know. I saw people saying that they're both very busy. A lot of crazy months coming up for them. Chelsea's going back on tour, doing a ton of shows. Maybe they can't spend a lot of time together. And because of that, like, they're just pulling the plug early instead of trying to do the traveling distance thing. I don't know. I don't get it.
Maybe they're not. Maybe she's not physically attracted to him anymore.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that is a possibility. Just like, but I mean, I don't know. What a sad caption. It's just like gonna love this man like the moon loves the sun. The sun loves the moon.
That's beautiful.
And you can't make it work.
Yeah, I don't know. There's gotta be something missing in the relationship.
There has to be something else. So yeah, maybe that is what it is. But it certainly seems like he was an extremely positive influence on her life, and she's rejuvenated in living and dating and working. So I guess, you know, maybe there is somebody out there that's better suited for both of them, or maybe they'll reconnect.
Maybe right now they're just a little, she did say a break from their relationship.
Yeah.
So maybe there's hope.
That is true. That's it. She did say that, taking a break from our relationship.
So maybe maybe life got in the way.
Yeah. Maybe life, that crazy thing we call life.
Yeah, huh? It'll get you.
It will get you. I would absolutely love to see these two reunite. I thought they were so great together. And clearly they felt the same way about each other. And so fingers crossed that maybe this isn't the end, but it was very sad to see the confirmation that everybody was thinking. If you're looking for that glowing and youthful skin, you know, it can feel impossible to know where to start. The search is over. For just $39.99 a month, Cortina prescribes custom blended prescription treatments, especially for you and your condition. There is no one-size-fits-all treatment, and they know it. Nowadays, scheduling a dermatology visit, it's hard. It's never easy. With Cortina, you will receive an evaluation from a board-certified dermatologist in just 24 hours, and a custom blended treatment delivered right to your door. The time to start treatment is now, so connect with a board-certified dermatologist today and use treatments that are clinically proven and tailored to your needs with Cortina. Find out why over 100,000 people have been treated by Cortina's board-certified dermatologist at getcortina.com and use our code CITO to receive your first shipment free. That's getcortina, CORTINA.com, and use code CITO to receive your first shipment free. Kylie Jenner is getting skewered right now for taking her private jet on a 17-minute flight. The Twitter account Celeb Jets, which is very followed now. I think a lot of people have felt like followed it to see if celebrities were going to show up at events and whatnot. They'd be like, oh, Taylor Swift's plane just left for New York. Like, is she going to be at the Met? You know, things like that. Now it's just kind of like looking to see where they're going and how long these flights are. And so first they claimed that she took a 3-minute flight, which feels physically impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Like 3 minutes?
That doesn't feel possible.
That doesn't feel like even possible. So then the page clarified that the total flight time ended up being 17 minutes. And I think then there's people going back looking deeper into flights that she's taken and length of time and all these things. Now, you know, traffic is crazy in that area. If you're that rich, you're like, I'm fucking hopping on the jet. Is that efficient? Certainly is not. It is not at all. And I was talking to you this week, like, this planet, we're not treating it well at all. Not to go on a climate change rant, but we are definitely not. And we are all seeing that in extreme weather that is happening all across the world. But the funniest part of this to me is that now she is getting called out for doing damage control by posting a TikTok in Target.
I just, and this may be selfish of me, and people may come for me, and honestly, I don't care because I have a really bad headache right now. I don't care that Kylie Jenner took a 17-minute flight. I don't, because when you are,
how dare you?
Like, it's just like, when you're that rich, do you expect them to have any idea what it's like to live as a normal person? Like, do you, like,
yeah.
Of course she's going to hop on her jet if she can avoid traffic when she has, you know what I mean? Like, they just don't think, like, I just, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, people are getting really, really worked up over things that they just can't change. Like, I'm sorry, but Kylie Jenner not taking that 17-minute flight isn't really going to do anything for anybody. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it isn't changing anybody's life either way for that flight she takes. Planet. No, I know, but that one flight that she takes
no, I know,
is not going to change the planet.
If it is a trend that she pops around and, like, if the emissions, it is really crazy. But it's also, like, celebrities are good. Like, Leonardo DiCaprio is one of the biggest environmental activists there is. Do you see Leonardo DiCaprio flying economy?
No,
or like,
he's
like,
never going to do that.
Yeah,
that,
like, he is also on his private planes.
Exactly. Like, when these people have private planes, you expect them to go into an airport for a 17-minute flight or, like, get in a car and sit in traffic when they can get on a plane. Like, they don't live in real life. They're not thinking like regular human beings that are like, wow, that would be ridiculous to take a flight that's 17 minutes.
Yeah.
In their head, they're like, oh, my God, how easy would that be? Do I, like, necessarily agree with that? Would I rather just get in the car and go somewhere? Yeah, but we're not Kylie Jenner. Like, their minds work a little differently when they have that much access
to
things.
So if you were Kylie Jenner, would you?
If I had my plane to go anywhere.
If you were a billionaire, yeah.
If I was a billionaire, you act like a billionaire. Like, that's why they're billionaires. You know what I mean? Like, you're kind of an asshole in some aspects of life because you can be because you have the access to it. Like, we just don't. They don't think the same way we do. You know? Like, I just think people are getting worked up. Like,
Kobe Bryant, that's why he flew helicopters.
Yeah.
To get rid of the traffic.
Yeah, it's crazy because I think it's just frustrating. It's frustrating for a lot of us normal people that do try and go out of their way sometimes. Like, I think at least, you know, this is what I'm saying. Now, I'm not speaking for myself. I'm speaking for a lot of just reiterating some of the criticism that I saw is people who change their day-to-day life to try and make a difference, and, like, that's wiped away in 2 seconds with a 17-minute private plane. Like, just emission-wise, like, what that does, all the carbon. But, like you said, this is something that happens across the board for every celebrity.
Not just Kylie Jenner.
For every celebrity that has a private plane. And every rich person that has a private plane. Mm-hmm. Every non-famous rich person that has a private plane who... Unless private planes just become extinct, people are still going to fly their private planes. The headlines, like I said, the headlines of, like, she's pushing the kids in the car in Target. It's like, look, now Kylie's trying to be down to earth that she shops in Target. There was a scene from this last season of Kardashians where she and Kris went to, like, the grocery store. And while, like, yes, you kind of laughed at it, it was, like, the most out of touch, like, little haha clip that they stage clip that they've done for the show, of them just being like, "Oh my God, look at us going to the grocery store, and how much do you think eggs are?" Like, it's just, they're so not in tune with a reality that it just makes you laugh watching Kris Jenner, like, walk through a grocery store being like, oh my God, this is so nice to just, like, walk through a grocery store.
That's why I don't get why people get so worked up, because I'm like, has it not entered your brain yet that they are not real life human beings that live the same life as us? They are never going to get it. Like, just let them live in their fake world, because it's never going to change.
Did you see what Tom Brady, people are mad about what he said?
Yeah, he said that the money's, like, the worst thing that's happened to them because
I actually felt like that was one of the most honest things a rich person has ever said about parenting.
I mean, it's true. It's just, like, obviously, when you hear that and you're not rich, like, you're like, oh, so sorry to hear that.
No, of course. But I would imagine that if you grew up, like, regular life, and you try and instill those same values and things to your kids are like laughing in your face because they've got four nannies and like all these other things, and they can, everything is, they can get at the drop of the hat. Travel around the world. They get all these perks, all these things where like if you're a parent and you're just like, well, you're grounded because you didn't like put your clothes away, like they're gonna be like, fuck you. Like
I read something though, and this is like so cheesy, but it was like, all you can really do at that point is teach them to be nice. It's like, just teach them to be good kids, because they're gonna have everything given to them. Just like make them be a nice person,
right? And I think like, you have that much money, you want to give your children the best life possible, and then, but you don't want to raise like spoiled brats. And it's, it's probably the hardest problem that they do have, which also shows how privileged they are. Like, to be so privileged to be like, look, the hardest thing that of raising my kids is like, we're fucking rich. And I gotta figure out how to like handle that when my kid wants like designer clothes at 9 years old.
Yeah, that is the biggest problem they have.
That's really,
just like, that is Kylie Jenner's biggest problem is sitting in traffic. She doesn't want to sit in traffic.
Yeah, it's an entirely different league. Roback has the best hoodies. Their ladies' hoodies are amazing. Soft, stretchy fabric. It's the best material out there. The hoodies I love because they really have like that buttery, soft feel. They're great summer hoodies. You can take them to the beach. If you're one of those people, you know, you're at the beach all day and you don't want to leave. So you're there 6-7 o'clock. You're holding on to the sun, but it starts to get a little chilly. That sweatshirt is so perfect because it's lightweight, but it still keeps you warm. It's great for transition seasons. And all the Roback pieces are amazing. If you're looking for something for the men in your life, Roback has it all as well. They have their performance polos. They have fun print designs. It's the best fitting polo. I wash them all the time. They have great collars. They last forever. They're really, really great. All Roback pieces are made with moisture-wicking performance fabric, and they're tagless, so they never itch. So use the code CHICKS on Roback.com for 20% off your first order of performance hoodies, polos, quarter zips, and tees. That's spelled Roback.com for 20% off with the code CHICKS. Okay, Monday night's episode of The Bachelorette. We picked up where we left off. We have 29, I think, guys left at this point. There's still so many. So Gabby and Rich are like, hey, what are we going to do to like rapid fire? We need like a speed dating type thing. Speed dating would have been cuter than
whatever this was.
Whatever this was, pageant. That would have been, would have been fun if they did like a speed dating date.
Yeah.
They would have been a much better idea.
Way better ideas.
Instead, they did the lowest, you know, they reached the lowest level that they can, as always, and it's a pageant where all the guys have to wear Speedos and stand up and clench. And then there's like a little talent portion where guys got to try and impress the women or joke, tell it, you know, be funny, make an impact. That's really all they're trying to do because there's still so many guys. I hate watching this stuff. It's always uncomfortable, and like I said, the amount of times I've had to use the word clench in the last 2 days, I hate it. But that's what they were doing. All of them got up there and they clenched their muscles and they clenched their butt cheeks.
It was very uncomfortable.
I didn't know. It was, and they were all talking about like putting on the Speedos. One of them was like, I'm hairy. Like, I'm like, ugh,
I have a question.
I don't need to know this, Alec.
One of them was like, I don't feel comfortable doing this.
I don't know. Have a choice? I don't know what happens. That's a great question.
I feel like you don't have a choice. I feel bad for those guys.
Well, you end up like Yosef.
Yeah, it's true. I don't want to sound like Yosef.
Yeah. It's always silly, but basically they picked 6 guys to go to the after party. I don't remember what 6 it was besides Logan and Johnny because they got roses. But we got a little situation with Logan. And I think this was the first example of what we saw of what we all feared was going to happen with Two Bachelorettes. Is that this guy, a guy or multiple guys could be able to kind of like bounce back and forth and feel like, oh, this is all in my hands. Like, no, this is the Bachelorette. She's supposed to have the power, not these guys.
Yeah, they both had talks with Logan. They both kissed Logan. And then we saw them talk about Logan after.
Yeah.
And Rachel said to Gabby, you know, I kissed Logan. And she seemed happy about it, but then she was like, if you're into him, like, and then Gabby just sat there and said, yeah, I don't know if they cut a part of the conversation where Gabby told Rachel she kissed Logan, but we didn't see any of that. So I just automatically, I'm like, oh no, like, this is not off to a good start, honestly. Like, there's already competition.
Yep.
There's already people paying more attention to one than the other. I don't like it. I gotta be honest. Let's go back to the one Bachelorette, because right now it's getting very confusing.
I know. And I do feel like, I feel like because it's so early in that situation, Gabby maybe felt Rachel's energy, because she did seem really excited about Logan. So maybe she just felt her energy and was like, you know what? I'm not even gonna try and like make this a big deal, because there's still 28 other guys and I'm sure I'm gonna like one of the other guys, you know? So I don't think that she needed to turn it into a giant thing at that time. It was like, and I think she had kind of alluded to that, of being like, oh, you know, don't need to be stepping on toes at this point. Like, she wants to give Logan her rose. Great. Gabby gave her the other rose to Johnny. And it just feels like potentially something we're going to have to see a lot during a lot down the line. It felt like, you know, Rachel's having a little bit of a tougher time finding her footing and really maybe just like opening up or trying to feel like she is the Bachelorette is what she was saying. I think she's having a little bit of imposter syndrome, I think, right now. And that's very hard. You probably have imposter syndrome as a Bachelorette anyway. Make it even harder when your best friend is the other Bachelorette and seemingly is doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
So they have these one-on-one dates. Rachel takes Jordan, which I think we were all excited for. Jordan V, the race car driver. I predicted that these two were going to be compatible adrenaline junkies. They do the zero gravity date, which they haven't done since Nick and Vanessa, when Vanessa threw up. And they both seem to really like it. They go to dinner. They have a great conversation. Jordan opens up about his childhood and his parents splitting up. And Rachel kind of has this emotional moment with, I'm assuming, a producer, with like, something's missing. And she ends up sending him home. Which was sad, because it feels like she kept saying, you know, I just know like he's not the one. Well, you probably know most of those guys back of the house are not the one, but they're still there. And I get it's a one-on-one, and that like situation means more because you actually are spending one-on-one time together. But I feel like she could have given him a rose and seen what happened. And if that really wasn't there in a couple weeks, then she could have sent him home.
Right. It almost feels like there was something she really didn't like about him and wasn't saying.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you were kind of like, huh, she's not even really giving this a chance.
Yeah.
I do think it was funny that she said to him,
maybe like the sexual attraction just wasn't there, but she didn't want to say that.
Yeah. I just hate when people say this. She was like, there is no one else I would have rather spend this day with. And it's like, well, you don't like him, so there is someone else you'd rather spend this day with, because you sent him home.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Clearly, that's not true. But I get it. You're trying to be nice.
Yeah. So things are kind of like looking a little iffy for Rachel. Gabby, on the other hand, has her date with Nate. He goes to the house. They do this helicopter ride. They got the hot tub in the middle of nowhere, the whole thing. And it's a great date. They definitely connect. Nate tells her at dinner that he's the father of a 6-year-old girl, and he, you know, speaks about her so beautifully. And Gabby got a little emotional hearing him talk about his daughter, which I think reminded her of, you know, how close she is with her dad and that father-daughter relationship, which clearly she finds to be very, very important. And I feel like they kind of had like a pretty flawless date.
Yeah, it seemed like it was good. It seemed like the sexual chemistry was there. Yeah. Emotional connection was there. I think that she had a great time.
I like Nate.
And I think he's going to be around.
I think he's going to be around for a while, too. I did forget to mention with the... And shit, this is... Sometimes, like...
You okay?
Yeah, sometimes, like, the fifth time you talk about this show in the matter of 2 days, you realize that you forgot across the board to bring up something that you wanted to talk about. So I'm glad I'm remembering now, because I forgot on Cutting Stems. But the fact that Rachel sent home Jordan and was like, we had a whole concert prepared. Like, Ashley Cook and Brett Young just sang a song to no one. Like, they
totally forgot that
they
happened.
They still performed.
Can't believe we didn't talk about that.
I know. And they still showed it. But they showed it like while he was being sent home.
That was nuts. That was so
and
nuts.
And there was no one to like experience the dance or anything. But it was just like And it was a really good performance. And that just, oh my God. I just think it's, you can't predict those things, right? So like they say, oh, Ashley, Brett, like we're going to have you be the first one-on-one date. It's going to be great. Come on in and you're in LA and you'll perform. And Rachel's like, yeah, I'm sending
him. Not going to work.
I'm sending him home before the concert mm-hmm. begins. And they just have their moment anyway.
That was very funny.
That was very funny. I can't believe we forgot that mm-hmm. that happened. The drama of the evening surrounded Chris. He
was Chris the one that when he got out of the limo mentioned that he hadn't had sex?
No, that was Quincy.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yes. I don't remember what Chris did. Did I delete my list? I wrote all this stuff down last week. Oh, he recited a poem. Chris. I want to find... because I think Chris is one of the other guys that's like the... yeah. We got to stop having these guys on. Mentality coach.
Yes.
Because wow. Kelly was saying the same thing. She was like, I'm getting major Carl vibes from this guy. And I was like, couldn't agree more. And that's mm-hmm. who I was trying to think of yep. when we were doing bios. Yeah, so we see them talking at the house. They're having this conversation. He's with the guys. They're talking about fantasy suites. And the guy said that, you know, Chris had brought up fantasy suites. And he alludes to the fact that if he were to make it that far, if they were to have sex and a female, he kept saying, which I literally hate, a female were to have sex with one of the other guys, it's a deal breaker for him. He would leave. And all the guys were like, whoa, man, it's the second day we're here. Like, you're way ahead of yourself. And, like, also, would you tell Gabby and Rachel that? Because that seems like we've seen that story play out many times. It never goes well.
Never.
So if you do feel that way, you got to share it beforehand. And he just sounded like a dickhead. Kind of like condescending, and all the other guys agreed. And Nate said very well to him, like, you know, the way you're talking about control is not good. And I gotta find somebody had tweeted the quote, and I thought it was really good. And now I want to see if I can remember what it was. Oh, he said, you cannot have preconditions to love. It's just a form of control that a lot of men don't realize that they do that damages good women.
That's beautiful.
Very well said.
Very insightful.
And he's so right. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what Chris was doing. And that carried on to the cocktail party, because the guys that were in that moment, Quincy's a serious guy. Right? Yeah. Like, we know he's that the entrance with the sex thing, and then he was like, I wouldn't keep secrets like from my wife, was like his logic on telling the girls what happened. It was like, whoa, okay, yeah. you're also maybe a little ahead of yourself here. Yeah. But he tells Rachel what was said and what happened. Rachel takes that to Gabby. They both don't like it. They both address Chris. Chris tries to talk himself out of it. He can't. And they tell him to leave. They walk him out. He tries to walk like behind them. And Gabby's like, no, no, you fucking go in front of us. Like, we're walking out. And then he gets outside. He's like, what? So what do I just like keep walking? He's like, yeah, we asked you to leave. Keep going. And then at some point he felt he wanted to turn around and come back in and address the guys. He came back in and just like plucked them. He's like, Jordan, gonna need you. Hayden, yeah, where's Hayden? Hayden, yeah, come with me. Quincy, yeah, mm-hmm, gonna need you too.
I'm surprised they all followed him. Like, I'd have been like, fuck off. I'm not following you.
Yeah, they're like, what are you? Hello, call didn't me you just over get for him? Sent home. So he sits them all down outside and he's like standing. He's like, so. Who felt like, you know, that needed to be brought up, blah, 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 that it was all me. And the conversation lasted 30 seconds before Rachel and Gabby came through in a very good way. They were like, Rachel's like, excuse me, didn't we tell you to leave? That meant leave. So we didn't actually get a chance to talk to them, which was good because we didn't need to see him on TV any longer. I'm done. Let's like mentality coaches.
They're never good because they think that they're right about everything.
Yeah.
They think that they got life figured out. So they got to like let everyone know the deal.
And it's and granted, it's not all of them because there are, I believe, a couple other on this season or at least maybe one other. And it's just like what they were saying, that sometimes when they speak, it is so condescending because it's like they feel like they are philosophers.
Yeah, like they already know. The they have it figured out.
They have it figured out. And it's like, no, no, no. Let me tell you what this is really yeah. is. Like, so he's finally gone. They go into the rose ceremony. It's a big rose ceremony. A bunch of guys go home that I can't remember
or care about.
Ryan, the guy from Boston. John, I think, is the one that mixed up their names. Mm-hmm. So he went home. And then I think there was maybe like six total. If I think that might have been
the number. They had to get rid of some because they
totally
were holding
so
on
many guys
from the first week.
Yeah, so many guys were still there. And Mario got the last rose. Gabby had given him her first impression rose, but during the cocktail party, Mario had brought Rachel outside. He's a personal trainer. They were joking around. He was carrying her around, giggling. They're laughing. Gabby could see them. You could kind of see her like give the side eye look that she's watching. She saw what went down. So I think that was definitely a production tactic of like, oh, he's going to get the last rose. Let's make it seem like now there's going to be drama there.
Yeah.
It's just a sign that this whole dating both of them is not going to work.
No,
and that's the
build up
they're
going to
get.
You're obviously
going to
get mad that your friend is flirting with a guy you like, and they all are flirting with dating each other. So it's like going to get very messy.
I know. Now it feels like it's coming together more in the story of how they're both going to be dating the same guys like for a while. And this drama is going to build and build. They're going to have more and more of these moments. And then they're going to have like some big reveal of like, okay, now we're splitting up.
And then some people are going to not. And they're going to switch over and be like, ooh, I picked the wrong person. And then
some people will be like, I fucked up.
I could tell that the rest of the season, we're going to have a problem with how this plays out.
Totally.
With just how it's handled.
I already am having a problem with how it's
I think a lot of people are. I think everyone's like, we could have just went with one bachelorette. One of them would have been great. Now we have fighting of friends, the boys, the guys thinking they're in control, them switching over, people getting their feelings hurt more than they originally would. So it's messy.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't maybe, is it better odds? Yeah. But is it like, you know, I don't think that these two women are going to like really go at it with each other, but it is going to be very sad when they have to deal with guys telling them that they like their best friend more than them. Like that's
there's
going to
be some unspoken hurt.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to definitely get messy. We knew that it's already starting and we will see more of that next week. And Trent will be back. Actually,
he will be.
So that'll be great.
You guys know we've been loving Vizzy this summer. Vizzy is our vibe of the summer, especially during cutting stems. You know, we're talking about it there and we're going to talk about it here. This summer is all about good vibes, which Vizzy Hard Seltzer brings to the table. They have great flavors. They got blueberry pomegranate, which is my favorite because I feel like pomegranate, very underrated fruit, but Vizzy does not underrate pomegranate because they throw it into the mix with their blueberry pomegranate drink. They also have strawberry kiwi, two of my other favorite fruits, pineapple mango, great combination, plus delicious combinations endlessly. Right now, my favorite is the blueberry pomegranate, like I said, and also the strawberry kiwi for my favorite fruits altogether. All summer long, you can grab a can of Vizzy Hard Seltzer and visit VizzyHardSeltzer.com/chicks to enter your info for a chance to instantly win a $20 prepaid card that could be used towards Vizzy when you pass on the vibes to your friends. Even if you don't win instantly, you can enter the sweepstakes for a chance to win $599 that can be used towards Vizzy for an entire year. Go to VizzyHardSeltzer.com/chicks to enter for a chance to win. That's VizzyHardSeltzer.com/chicks. No purchase necessary. Ends 8/15/22, 50 US and DC, 21 and up only. Void where prohibited. For rules, visit VizzyHardSeltzer.com/pass the vibes. Scanning product is optional. All right, everyone, we are here with a special guest. Finally, Austin Kroll is sitting down with us. He has made it. He arrived. He did not ditch us. He's here and ready to chat. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys. Good to see y'all. What an intro. And by the way, did Craig spill the beans?
Yes.
What did Craig say?
Craig said that he was like, oh, I'm here, and it's not like me and Austin weren't on the exact same flight here and arrived at the same time and are both here together, but I'm the only one here.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
So he did.
It seemed like you were like a little afraid of us for God knows what
reason. Not afraid of you. I was just trying to be like radio silent for a minute there.
That's
just like
honestly.
Chill out and just like not have my face splashed up on things.
I get it.
And I'm still kind of hesitant to do that. But yet again, I love you guys. So it's good to see y'all.
Yes. We're happy to see you too. And you really don't have much of a choice because you have another show that's on TV.
That's
and
right.
they say,
they send you out there.
Get
they
back out there.
There. Yeah.
You got to start talking about Southern Charm.
Actually, they do. You ask me and I can pick and choose and I want to know that I did choose y'all. I was like,
wow.
I want to go do chicks.
What an
because you know we're always DMing, we're always talking and I trust y'all.
Yeah.
We're a safe space. We're safe.
I trust y'all.
So how's it going? Southern Charm's back on the air.
Yeah.
How's it going for you right now?
I'm excited, right? Because Southern Charm is the mothership. For me, right? You know, from all the other little things that I've done. And I just think it's nice that people get to see a version of myself, right? We're talking about me. That's not on vacation,
right?
That's not just like partying and letting loose. So it's good to be back in Charleston, let's say, on the television and hanging out with my friends.
Do you feel like you get to share much more of like what's going on in your life doing Southern Charm compared to like doing some of these other shows now?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, on Charm, they want to know what is going on in personal and in professional life, right? And then in the other shows, especially when I go and make like a cameo on a show for a weekend,
right?
They don't give a drama.
They want you to do bad
the relationship drama.
And boy, do they!
Yeah.
And boy, did they get it! And boy, did they get it! Ugh.
You over like hopping on other shows now?
Yes.
I was gonna say for like the safety.
But you did Winter House again.
Yeah. So I did Winter House again. I mean, lots and lots of talks. Like I was talking to Craig, and him and I were going back and forth and back and forth, and ultimately we decided that it was a good idea. You know, Craig has Paige, right? And so he was like, well, my girlfriend's going, and so I want to go. And so that was Craig's reasoning, and mine was like, all right, well, now this is my time to come back to this crew and, like, show a different side than what happened in the summer, right? So it was, like, my, like, atonement.
That makes sense. So now the new season of Summer House is filming now.
Yeah.
Are you going to be out there at all?
You know what? They haven't asked me, and probably for good reason. you know, at one point, you know, Kyle came out for my birthday, and was like my 40th, and I mean, to be honest, I'm just kind of like
you're busy that weekend. Same distance. I'll send a gift.
I'll send you a good lover boy.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I'll send you a gift. I don't need to be there. It's funny because we see how close you and Craig are, and seeing you guys in real life, we're like, oh, these two. They're always traveling together, and they do the podcast and the live shows and all these things. And then watching this season of Southern Charm, things are a little chilly between you two.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we both thought that both of us were doing things that friends wouldn't do to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Craig had his reasons and I had my reasons, and it was, it was one of those things where we both like to sweep things under the rugs, like typical men, right? We're like, let's just shelf that for never. You know?
Yeah.
And we do that often. We're definitely, you know, victim of that. So when we finally got to meet up and he got to tell me things, it was things that I'd never heard that he was actually mad. Like, I was shocked. I was like, really? That and this and that? And I told him some things too, like, hey, you know, when you get mad, you have to call me and tell me that you heard something, not wait 4 months or like until you get, you know, a couple beers in you to,
and then it's
you know,
just like passive aggressive.
God, that's the name of our game.
Yeah.
That is the name of our
game. I could feel it in a lot of the...
Yeah, yeah. And so it wasn't that we weren't friends. It was that our friendship was fractured and that we were walking on eggshells. And that's not a fun way to live, but we lived like that for like...
Yeah.
About 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did Shep fall into all of that? Because there's kind of some weird... Sometimes some tension with Shep. And like, I know Shep and Craig were having their issues and... I watched the two of them on Watch It Happens Live, and even then I still was like, there's something going on with these two.
Yeah, well, there's always. Okay, so, so like, by the way, let me just make it perfectly clear. Like, they love to hate each other.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, people can joke that, you know, me and Craig love to hate each other, but, you know, we don't. There's, like, a big love there, and there's a big love there with me and Chip. And so it's me in the middle, and I'm, like, grabbing these two for, like, dear life, like, stop it. Quit trying to run in the opposite direction of each other. And so they will always not see eye to eye. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. But they coexist and, like, there is this underlying love for each other. But still.
It's like a love hate.
I can see it watching
the two of them together.
And it's like they both think that the way that they do things and the way that they operate is so stupid. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe that he would live his life like that. Yeah. And they both think that about each other, which is so funny. Right. And then I'm in the middle.
Yeah. At the end of the day, they're never going to see eye to eye. Like, if you think one way and somebody else thinks another way, you're just like, all right, we just got to toss this up as a loss. Like, we're never going to agree.
I mean, Shep's like, I'm watching them with Andy and they're talking about, you know, Shep saying Craig's not, like, going to amount to anything, all those things. And he's like, do you, like, basically asking if he would apologize for those things. And Shep's like, no. Nah. I don't really believe in apologies. It's like, wait, what?
I hate when people say that. I actually hate when people say they don't believe in apologies. It's like, what does that mean?
I don't believe in apologizing
for everything, but like sometimes
it's worth an apology.
Yeah. So Shep's reasoning for that, right? All those years, he's like, no.
He said he pushed him.
He's like, people should know the dumbass shit that Craig did all those years. Like, there are things, right? Like Craig, you know, left his car at the airport for like 3 months and it cost like $850 to get out. And Craig couldn't pay it to get out because, you know, it was early on and he was like a paralegal or whatever he was. And so it's like things like that. Shep is like, people forget that too quickly, right? And so,
that's where he comes from. That has nothing to do with Shep. That's just Craig being...
But it's also
you're right, and I say that too. I'm like, Shep, but why does that bother you so much? Like, why does it
doesn't affect
bother,
him.
Does
and why can't you? We move on? Like, if I had to continually be reminded of the stupid shit I did...
That had nothing to do with me.
I'd be like
it didn't affect my life.
Right.
I've moved on. Like, that's something that happened. We can laugh about it and make fun of me, but...
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't trip and fall with what's behind you, right?
Yeah,
you just can't. And I don't know, you know, but that's Shep, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
How was the live shows for you? Because I remember when Craig came in, it was like right after Summer House was airing. And I think he mentioned somebody like yelling stuff out at the shows.
It was right after like people, nuts, but... the Bravo accounts were going viral with like people filming inside the shows and stuff.
So our first show was DC. And it was electric.
Yeah.
You know, I would say there was like
eight
to 900 people.
Yeah.
And it was electric, right? So, I mean, you know, we get up there finally and everyone kind of calms down. And so we didn't know what to do in terms of like, all right, well, let's make it kind of like an interactive thing with our audience. And so we tried to have fans come up on stage to play games. Big mistake.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's too many
people to try and do that.
Anytime you invite people on stage, we do that.
We have way less people, and there's still times it doesn't work.
It's still a problem. Like, we've had people come up just be like shit faced,
drunk
messes.
Like,
we're not getting
and
anything
so
out of this.
The biggest mistake you can do is hand someone
a microphone.
Right?
Yeah.
And so that happened. It wasn't bad, but, you know, this one woman was like, you know, parading around. She was like, hold on. And, you know, what am I going to do? Like, you know, snatch it from her. I'm like, all right, girl, come on.
Have your moment.
Yeah, have your moment. And then there was another girl who we were waiting until the end. And so we figured this out in the first episode that our manager would come out first and intro the crowd with, hey, guys, you know, Craig and Austin are about to come out. We know that you all have burning questions, like when is Craig going to ask Paige to marry him?
Yeah, yeah.
And why was Austin such a douchebag on Summer House? And so the crowd would laugh, and then we could ease into the show knowing that we'd get to the questions. But the right. first show, we didn't ease into it. And this woman was like this one woman, like she felt like she was like, you know, Joan of Arc. Like she was sent there by God to tell Austin this. And so I went to the edge of the stage. I sat down. I pointed at her. I said, come here. And I gave her the mic, and I let her just say her thing. And I gave my answer. And after that, the whole show was wonderful and everyone was awesome. I even met her afterwards and like in the meet and greet. And she was like, I'm so happy that, you know, this is happening. This, I'm so sorry that I did. And it all changed from that moment. But it, but for the first like 20 minutes, I was like, Craig, what are we going to do?
This like, can't be every show.
Like, this cannot every show. And so it was wild that first show, and but it ended up being awesome.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, the shows are so fun to do. Are you guys going to do more of them?
Yeah. We are going to do a second leg, which is going to be like Texas and Tennessee, and then potentially a show or two in Florida. And then we're just kind of, you know, figuring out where.
Yeah.
Where's your favorite place that you've
That's
gone?
The hardest part.
Our favorite place, San Diego.
San Diego was,
great. Was
awesome.
Which yeah, we were, I'd love
we
to
were
do
shocked.
West Coast.
Yeah, so I'd we did the East Coast in the fall, and it was awesome. And we did like bigger shows on the East Coast because we know our fan
more of
base
our
is
audience
more.
Is East Coast, but we wanted to go to the
but
West
then
Coast.
We just wanted to go to the West Coast, so then we ended up going, and we were shocked because we were so nervous. We originally did LA Super Bowl week, and we didn't love it. It was just a weird vibe, and we were like, oh, fuck, we have this whole tour planned for the West Coast. Do we even want to do it? And then our first show was San Diego, and they were awesome. Like, really great.
See, because obviously, you want to go somewhere where you know that people will buy tickets.
Yeah,
and
of
on
course.
The East Coast, I mean, slam dunk. You know, we were like New York, Philly,
Boston,
Boston, DC,
and everyone
Chicago.
Was coming out like crazy. Chicago was
rad. Chicago was one of our favorite places too. It was awesome.
So we should talk because I want to know where to go on the
Portland.
West Coast. See, I have to say, you're not knowing the two Portlands. I like my jaw hit the floor. You're like, I can't wait to get a lobster roll. I was like, darling, there. Are. And then
so
you,
funny. Yep. Can I also just? I didn't even tell you this, but my dad's like not on social media. He doesn't really see the stuff we're doing. Like my mom updates him, and we were talking about the shows at dinner one night in Italy on vacation, and I was like, Dad, did you ever see this video? And he was like, no. And I showed it to him, and he fell out of his chair. Like,
I
at dinner
him
he
laughing
was
really hard
wheezing.
At that.
I mean, you like went in on it too. You were like, oh my God, a lobster roll here.
I yeah, I was like, look,
places.
See. Yeah, no, pretty like, dumb moment by me.
I got it. It was a great moment.
I'm not proud, but I am proud because that clip has done so well.
Yeah.
And people think it's funny. So
it
if people laugh at my stupidity, then that's fine.
But I just wouldn't expect Portland, right, to be
a
spot.
Awesome.
Right?
The,
I just thought that
the Portland
was
show
like,
was...
what's like a nice way of saying it? You know, very like homegrown. Sure. Okay. Hipster, homegrown, grungy.
Yeah, no.
And but I didn't think that, you know, the audience would care much about pop
good
culture.
Good place for you to taste beer.
The Portland show was Portland show was awesome. I remember it might have been because we were like particularly very drunk the Portland show.
Yeah.
And I think that got the
that
crowd
definitely
going.
Helped.
But after the Portland show, we were like, that crowd was awesome.
We also really like to do, like, you guys do big venues, which is obviously very cool. But I have I've been doing like the comedy show kind of situation where it's in those kind of like Caroline's-esque kind of vibe. So Portland was like close to it was like 250.
Yeah. See, and then the East Coast
that's
was
great,
like
though.
Yeah. And that was really nice because you can interact like a lot more. And that sometimes makes the show so much easier because you can go off people's energy or people yell things out to you.
Yeah, you get up on stage and you like feel like a comedian. You start talking to the crowd. You know, like when comedians like pick someone out from the crowd and start making fun of them.
Sure.
Like, that's what happens.
And
when
like,
you get up there, you forget.
We thought that we were
going to
do that in D.C., right?
Yeah.
And, like, we did this whole thing. Yeah, and that was not the case because there were just so many people.
Yeah. It's hard to, like, even see a face, I feel like.
Yeah. Okay, back to Southern Charm. Okay. You're kind of in the early stages of dating someone as this season has started, Olivia. Mm-hmm. As of right now, it feels like you do get along, but you have like being tall in common. It's been brought up a few times. She's like, he's tall, and you're like, she's tall.
I'm not gonna lie, I haven't been caught up on this season of Southern Charm yet.
Don't worry,
but
I am.
But she is, and I actually asked a friend of mine. I was like, so what's going on with Southern Charm? Like, Austin's coming in. She was like, he's seeing a new girl, and like, she's tall.
I love the eye roll at the beginning of it. You're like, new girl, shocker. She was like, season reality TV.
And what she said was like, and he thinks she's gonna be great because she's tall.
Oh my gosh. Like, yeah. Okay. All right. So we have talked about this, and I'm like, really? That's all that you said? And she's like, no, I said this and that, but of course the tall thing totally just comes to towards. And of course they're trying to make the juxtaposition between my you know, angry little demon and the tall the tall one, but no. I mean Olivia just brings back, in my opinion, like what people used to love about, you know, Chelsea and Cam on the show, right? Yeah. Just like they're very sweet and classy and kind and funny, and they also are, and I'm saying they as in like Olivia and Cam and them, and they also have you know, an opinion, and that's everything that I think is right with our show. Like, couldn't have been a better person to like bring into the group.
Right.
And I'd met her prior to filming through Leva.
Okay.
And she's very close with her family, obviously. Yes. She lives at home.
Yep.
Her
parents seem awesome.
Her parents are awesome. So there are plenty more things other than her being tall.
We figured.
But I'll tell you what is that. I tried to avoid actually saying, like, well, she's like a tall, hot blonde, right? Because that's like surface level stuff. Like, everything else is what makes her a wonderful person.
So you guys are early. This is very like early stages right now where we're what we're watching. And I know you continue. You got Winter House. You got all these other shows. You went. What do you still talk to her? Are you friends? Are you dating Olivia?
Oh, with Olivia.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. It's something that I can't give away completely, right? Because we're so early.
Yeah.
But yes, of course, you know? And that's the kind of person that she is. She's very, like pragmatic about her thoughts, right? It's not like she gets mad at you and then she's like, and you're out of my life. Or like, so we still very much talk. But I'm not going to tell you if we're dating or not.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know. I think, do you feel like now it's very hard for you and Madison to comment on each other because every single time it blows up? Like, I will say, you before you came in, and I do this for every guest, is, you know, you throw them into Google, you hit news, and you see like the last 30 articles that have been written. And as of right now, it's just kind of like back and forth of things that you've said about each other. Is that frustrating? Because you do, like, you are always asked about each other, so I feel like you a lot of times have no choice but to answer. Like, I watched Madison on with Watch What Happens Live, and there's always a ton of questions, and you're going on this week, and I'm sure you're going to be asked a ton as well. How do you manage that now?
Yeah, well, it's beyond frustrating.
Yeah.
So I literally had talks with a PR group, right? Because I was like, guys, I never want to share another headline with this person ever again. Like, there are so many other things that are going on in my life. Like, that was 18 months ago. She has moved on. I have certainly moved on. We don't need to, and there's no shade to be thrown. I just don't know what's going on in her life anymore, right? Yeah. And I don't want to talk about her anymore because there's nothing to talk about. I literally don't know anything about her anymore other than that she's engaged.
Yeah.
So it's like, what is there to talk about?
Right.
And also, nobody wants to be reminded of an ex constantly. You're just like, you're not really giving us a chance.
Who's engaged?
Yeah. You're just like,
we're moving. If you say that, by the way, then that's a headline.
Yeah.
You know, and then, and then that's a dig.
Right.
And then that opens up the door for more digs. Crazy. And I'm just like, I just don't know what else there's to talk about.
Because it's like you guys have moved on, but people aren't like allowing you to move on.
But it's like, I feel like if you took the temperature, people would say that they are sick and tired of this topic. But yet, here it is.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also hard. You guys are on a delay with the show, you know? So right now, we're all watching you find out she's engaged. Mm-hmm. And so it's like all fresh in everybody's mind. But for you guys, it was months and months and months ago. Like this is last fall?
Last fall.
That's crazy.
That's so long ago.
That is almost a year between.
We need a quicker turnaround here. Like, you know, that is too long.
That's the one thing I'll say to Bravo.
People are talking about last summer still.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Like, I love Bravo, but that's the one thing I'll say. We got to speed up the release dates.
I know.
And I don't know why, but Charm in particular.
Takes a long time.
Takes like a year and a half for like a new season to come out.
And then you have to relive everything and you're like, we've already been through this and now we got to relive it again with the headlines and everything. Yeah, I saw the same thing. I was like, damn, these headlines, not great.
Like, I haven't, yeah, yeah. And so I'm trying to like, you know, mitigate that, right?
Yeah.
I'm not here to like say any digs. I just don't care. Yeah. I literally do not care. Yeah, yeah. I do not care anymore.
Yeah.
I just couldn't tell you.
And the worst part is, and this is just in general, like when you say you don't care about something, people are like, he so cares. Oh, no. And it's I really don't care.
I know, but it's just like, I just, you know, like you can ask me about so many other things that are happening. And that seems to be just a buzzer. Mm-hmm.
Did you see, I think it was Cam's comment on like a Comments by Celebs Instagram or something about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez getting married. What and she was say? Like, she should probably thank Craig.
Oh my God. Cam, you little pot stirrer.
It was very funny. Very funny. Because, you know, if you do trace it all the way back.
I think
it's kind of valid.
It's kind of funny.
It is very funny. Last kind of hot topic is, you know, I think we saw on social there was some moment or some event that maybe you and Lindsay were both at together. Is there any communication between the two of you or is it just kind of cooled off?
Yeah.
Friendship.
Well, we certainly have taken a step back, but we've had multiple talks about being friends again and you know what that means, and it's probably not in the same capacity that it used to be, because it used to be like I used to call her, you know, for everything, like, you know, prior to coming here I'd be like, are these like, you know, white pants dumb, Lindsay, or should I wear this shirt, and I used to call her for that kind of stuff, you know, but now she has Carl and I've moved on, and so we don't talk in that capacity, but you know, after Watch What Happens Live, I mean we were texting and I was like, I'll do my best to set this all straight, Linz.
Yeah.
And so we are talking and we are friends. Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Regardless if something happened between you guys or not, it just like wouldn't be appropriate anyway, like for her to like have a boyfriend and you be calling, you know what I mean? 24/7. Right. Like, you know, that's
even
just
if
not
like
how
I am
goes.
Buds with Carl, it's just like she has a person.
Yeah.
Right. And like, I'm not that person.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It just naturally, you know, moves on.
Boundaries are always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think that wraps it up. Or do you have anything else?
No, I think we hit everything.
I'm very excited to see the rest of Southern Charm. There is a clip, and I brought it up. Oh, I don't know if we saw Craig when the trailer was out. We might have. But there is a tussle between the two of you outside that you guys look like you're moving in slow motion.
Yeah, it reminded me of the
it is so funny.
This is a throwback, and I don't know if anyone's gonna follow it, but you remember when Snooki and Angelina got into a fight with Jersey Shore, and it's like they're moving.
But I want to watch.
They're moving in slow motion, like they're. It's not a real fight. You're like, this is, and like all the guys are like making fun of them. You're just like, this isn't real.
And so Craig and I were outside alone at this point. We had just gotten back from dinner. And Craig was just egging me on. And then we just kind of got into it.
You just had a little wrestle?
just a wrestle. Which, by the way, I didn't know that Craig could kind of wrestle.
Yeah. And, guys love wrestling.
Low man wins.
Listen, you know, you can't punch your friend.
No,
right?
No.
But, you know, wrestling is perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, get the frustration out a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, we can't wait to see everything that plays out for the rest of the season on Southern Charm. You can watch Bravo Thursdays, 9 p.m. And you are on Watch What Happens Live this week.
I am. 10 p.m. right after the episode.
So I'm sure, like, if you think this is the hot seat,
I'm with The Miz. Do y'all know The Miz?
Yes.
Hosted the challenge at some point.
I think that's
and then he wrestled.
Be very
and then
he did a lot of other things, but that's why I know the challenge.
What else is going on? I know people can listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Drink your beer.
Yeah. So Craig and I's podcast at Pillows and Beer. which the more I think about it, the more I kind of love it slash think it's a ridiculous name.
I love it.
Pillows,
I love
it. Very straightforward.
Yeah, it's very straightforward. Craig makes pillows. I make beer. Yep. You should listen to our podcast, Pillows and Beer, where we talk about next to nothing. But you will laugh. And Trop Hop Beers. I just launched in Florida, by the way, ladies.
Amazing.
Like I just went to Tampa and Lauderdale and St. Pete and Miami, which was huge for me. So things are looking up.
Great.
Things are looking
up. Look at all the success you guys are having. Businessmen. Who'd have thought?
Who would have thought?
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Thank you so much, Austin.
Thanks, y'all.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We love you guys. We will talk to you on Friday. We hope you have a great rest of your week. See ya. Because I'm so open.